You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Matt Markgraf, joined now in the studio by Kate Lochte, and we're on the phone with Amy Peel of Rehab Associates in Paducah, here to learn more about the Mercy Pediatrics Kids Triathlon.
Hi, Amy. It's coming up July 12th, but there's a really important date, June 30th, connected with this triathlon. Tell me about that first.
Yes. Thank you for having us. June 30th is coming up soon, and that is the next price increase. So we're encouraging anybody that's interested in signing up for the triathlon to go ahead and do so by June 30th before the next price increase, which will be July 1, and the price goes from $30 to $40.
So it's a good idea to consider this. This triathlon is in its 11th season, and it's for youngsters 7 through 14. Tell me about the venue and what the kids do in the triathlon.
Sure. We're going to hold the triathlon at Noble Park in Paducah, Kentucky, and they will swim. The first part of the event is the swimming portion, and they will swim in the Noble Park pool. We divide the kids up in what we call waves or heats. So we'll have about 12 kids swim in each wave. After they complete their swim portion, they will move on to the bike route, which, depending on their age, they will bike either a 5K or a 10K, and that is inside Noble Park. The park is closed, so they'll be biking on the outer loop, but it is closed to traffic. After they finish their bike portion, then they will move to the running portion, which is the last leg of the event, and they will either run a 1 or a 2K, depending on, again, their age.
How many competitors do you expect to be involved?
We expect between probably 60 to 70 for this year, which is a great number to have that many kids out there participating. And so, you know, we usually have about five to six waves of children. We start them at 9. And usually release the last wave of kids beginning their swim portion about 10, 15.
I'm sure you know many of the competitors. Tell me about the training regimens that these kids participate in to get ready for the event.
Okay. Well, and we do have a wide variety of skill levels that participate. We have triathletes coming from, like, out of the Nashville and Paris, Tennessee area. They use this event to prepare them for their nationals and just give them more experience. But we also have kids, local kids, that have never, you know, participated in a triathlon before. And so they're not competitive. They are just competing with themselves, if you want to say that. Their goal is to finish, to accomplish this. So this triathlon is set up, and it's a great event for all skill levels. So you might have the kids who have participated in these events before, you know, working to compete against their own time, maybe swimming a little faster, or maybe they've moved into a different category and they have new distances, longer distances. So it's so much about working against yourself rather than competing against, you know, the other participants in the race. But as far as a brand new participant, I would encourage anybody. I don't feel like you have to be on an extensive training program to be able to participate in this because, I mean, kids, they love to swim, and they run, and they bike. So our goal is just to kind of help them put it together that day and, you know, give them some information about how best to do that as far as in transition areas and maybe what supplies that they need. But it's really just a good event that kids, you know, they're already out there doing these activities. We're just helping them put it together for an event.
So they channel regular activities into a more disciplined arena with this. I should think it would be very interesting for the kids and their parents to see the personal data coming out of it.
It is. And, you know, in the past we have offered training programs, and it was amazing as we worked with the children. You know, maybe you had some who are trying to learn how to swim because you can doggy paddle in this event. It's the child working against themselves, working to improve and reach for a personal goal. But as we work with these kids on the distance that maybe they're swimming with on that day, just to see their times get faster or their skill levels increase. And not only in the sport, but teaching them other safety things. If we're working with them on the bike, we'll teach them, you know, this is what you say. You say you're passing on the right when you go around another participant, or teaching them the importance of wearing a bike helmet. So it's something they can walk away an accomplishment for that day, but they're also, you know, picking up skills and safety skills to carry on when they go out and just have fun with these activities for the rest of their life.
We're talking with Amy Peel of Rehab Associates in Paducah. And Amy, this is the 11th annual triathlon for kids, as we opened with. And I'm really curious to know if you have seen kids start with this and love it and continue to grow their skills, some of them adults now.
Yes. Yes. Well, I've seen children sign up for our event. It was the first one they've ever done, and they and their parents loved it, you know, and I guess you could say they become hooked. And I know several that, one, they're out doing triathlons, and they travel, you know, across the nation, and they compete at a very high level, and they started with our event. So that's exciting. And we've also seen kids who started doing this when they were 7, and, you know, now they're 15 or 16. So they did it the entire, you know, span that they were eligible, from 7 to 14, and now they come back and help us as volunteers. So it's kind of rewarding to sit back and watch the kids, you know, at different areas and where they've gone after they've competed with us or participated.
So our listeners can see more about this triathlon on July 12th at Noble Park in Paducah. Online, why don't you give all of the contact points for registration and questions?
Yes. If somebody would like to register online, they can go to www.active.com and then just search, you know, Kid Triathlon in Paducah, Kentucky, and it will come up and they can register online. It will be open online until Wednesday, July 9th. And then if they're interested in just going to our website and printing a registration form off, they can go to rehabassociatesfoundation.org, and the information is available there. And one other thing that will be helpful for anyone interested in participating, we're going to have a triathlon overview meeting on Thursday night before the event, July 10th at 6 o'clock at Noble Park. And so if they're interested in registering but want to talk to us first, or maybe they've registered, but we'll go over the actual course and where the transition areas will be. Just be a great time to come out and get, you know, a lot of detailed information. And they can always call me as well. At my office, it's 270-744-3701, and ask for Amy.
Amy, thank you so much for being with us today, and good luck with the triathlon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.